Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! The horse said to the one-legged jockey, "How are you getting on?" Or as the camel said to the regular-legged jockey, "Happy hump day." It's Wednesday. It's the 27th of September, 2023. Ray Foley on for Ian. And it's okay if it's Wednesday. That means we're another day closer to Ian coming back to work. And frankly, we're all just counting on the seconds at this stage. I'm on Instagram at Ray Foley Insta. I love your voice notes and your WhatsApps. Are you up for it? 0874-100-102. Coming up this hour, I've got Anne-Marie and Shania Twain in the next few minutes. I'll play Take That. And let's begin with Florence and indeed, The Machine. Good morning.
Playing the music you love.
Take That and Shine. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. Ray Foley's my name, on for Ian Dempsey. And it's Wednesday the 27th. Of September 2023. The 27th of September, what do we have for you today? Sabrina the Teenage Witch premiered on this day in 1996. Do you remember Sabrina?
As if.
Melissa Joan Hart. She was a kooky enough character, wasn't she? But charming and funny. That was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Keith's Teeth is on television tonight on RTE Television. Keith's Teeth, A Dental Odyssey on RTE One at 9:35 tonight. It's all about travelling to Turkey to get your teeth done. I suppose that whole business, your teeth, getting your hair transplants and your various nips and tucks and travelling to Turkey to get it done, it'll be interesting to watch. Keith Duffy's behind it. That's 9:35 tonight, RTE One Television. And birthdays for the 27th of September. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday today. Happy birthday, Goopy Gwynny. She's the big 5'1", 51 years of age. I thought there was a funky smell, but it turns out it was just her birthday candles. Blow them out there quick. It's Meatloaf's birthday today, or would have been Meatloaf's birthday. Didn't he die? I think he died last year or the year before, Shauna. Yeah, Shauna, Meatloaf is dead. Okay, fair. It's because we're doing our Meatloaf... our Meatloaf giveaway. It's not a Meatloaf giveaway. It's a skiing giveaway for two. An incredible trip for two to Austria to give away to Bad Kleinkirchheim. So we're doing two out of three in Bad Kleinkirchheim. Just bear with us. All will be revealed after 8 o'clock this morning. And, oh my God, stop the music. Avril Lavigne is 39 years of age today. Yeah, the cool rock chick from the early noughties. The kids. She's 39 now, so you know you're old. It's not complicated, it's just maths. Happy birthday, Avril Lavigne. This is Today FM. Wednesday morning, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Good day, it's Ray here, JP's over there.
Morning.
Shauna O'Reilly keeping an eye on us.
Hello.
Good morning indeed, hello. Very dark out there. Where's Agnes? Is she supposed to be arriving?
She's on the way, yeah.
Late.
I thought she was supposed to be overnight. Was she not supposed to be last, like, during the night? I was expecting, like, wind to be battering the windows and rain to be lashing down conditions, orange weather alerts out the yin-yang.
I believe we're going to get lashed out of it across the afternoon into the evening, yeah.
We didn't get it overnight?
No.
Well, that's a shame, because all of your A2Z songs are storm-related. Well, we'll spin the wheel, and then that's coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll do that. Very dark out there as well.
Very dark.
Lads, isn't it very dark?
It's very dark.
It's gone, do you know what? It's gone very dark.
The mornings are shot.
I tell you what. It's gone very dark.
It's very dark,
I think. It's very dark. I was driving in I have to leave my house at 5:10 to get in here on time. And the last two mornings, there have been cyclists cycling with, like, wearing all black clothes, completely dark.
Perfect, yeah.
Guys, it's fairly dark.
It's fairly dark.
And very dark clothes, nothing reflective. Wearing cycle helmets, all right, but nothing reflective and no lights. Like, no lights on the back or the front of the cars. I've turned into my dad, right? So I decided, that was yesterday morning, like I drove past several, like, what are you at, like? So this morning I decided to give them a piece of my mind.
Good, I love this. Yeah,
well, so this morning I was driving in, again, fairly dark.
Guys.
It's fairly dark, and there's this guy, he's about my age, maybe a little bit older, and I'm coming up behind him, and it's pitch dark. You can barely see him. He's on a bike. And I roll down the passenger window and I go, "You need to buy a light." But you know what?
What?
He couldn't have heard me.
Oh, no. No. Don't say what I think you're about to say.
Because he was wearing the bloody ear pods in his ears.
Oh, my word.
Cycle in the dark, no light. I felt like pulling over to him and saying, "What did you buy the helmet for us all? There's no point. You've got a death wish, lad."
I can't believe it when I see it. It's ridiculous.
Mind-boggling. And those things have noise cancellation in them as well.
No cop on whatsoever.
It's very ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Let's sort it all out today, lads. We're sorting it all out today. 0874 100 102 for your texts and your WhatsApps. So weather-wise today then, Storm Agnes is going to bring...
That's the sport. I'll have more at 7.
Well, thank you very much. All right, Wednesday morning, let's do your A to Z. Sean is excited.
I am.
Are you excited?
I am.
She's only excited because she didn't have to do that thing where she chops all the songs together for the letters and you mix all up the letters and you need to guess the word. Is it Gina G who just a little bit?
It is, yeah. Well done.
Got it on one, lads. Shout out to the Cavan crew. Sorry, boys. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Your A to Z at 6:34. I'm spinning the wheel today.
Okay.
Ooh. I got to give it a good hoosh. And all the letters are up on the wheel. Let's see what comes out. You ready?
Go.
Three,
let's go.
Two, one.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Strong spin. Legal spin. Oh.
Oh, it's, it couldn't
no.
be.
Stop.
Oh, gee. Oh, what? Oh! It's S this morning.
Right.
S for storm-related songs. So you're three.
Really stretched and really reaching at the moment. Okay. Storm-related.
Your three options this morning are three storm-related songs. You ready? Vote for your favourite, 0874 100 102. Your three options are... Agnes, Release Me. Storm Agnes, of course. I've got the strunning. Brewing up a storm. It's hitting landfall today, guys. Brewing up inside, and his eyes are wild,
and it can't go on. Rain. Oh, yes.
Option three is Lady Gaga, Rain On Me. And guys, it will be raining on you, particularly if you're in the southeast today. This is amazing. I've been Ray Foley.
Do text us in your suggestions.
Whatever you're up to, have a lovely day. Do you want to do that one more time then? Very quickly, Agnes, Storm Agnes. And Release Me. The Strunning. Brewing up a storm. Lady Gaga.
Rain on me.
Which one do you want? 0874 100 102. We'll play your A to Z track for your Wednesday morning in just a few minutes. Meantime, it's Dua Lipa on Today FM. Iconopop, and I love it. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. It's 6:42 a.m. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
John is over there.
Hiya.
And your texts and your WhatsApps this morning, 0874 100 102. Morning, guys and gals. I'm up for it. I'm doing my daily stretching from Tara in Arklow. I keep getting these notifications on my, or stories from people on my Instagram. Obviously, the algorithm is telling Instagram that I'm a man of a certain age and I need to be doing stretches on the regular in order to be limber and healthy and vital.
Mm. Supple.
And I keep looking at these videos. Like, I'll watch the whole video.
And you look at them?
I'll watch the whole video.
But Jesus, you look at them.
Mm. By God, I look at them. By God, I give them a good look.
Jesus, that looks like a great idea.
And they say, guys, it's just, and they sell it in such a way that it's like, it's just a 5-minute routine.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it, you can even do it, some of them in the bed. When you wake up in the morning, you can do it beside the bed. and it's so good for you and you'll feel great.
Yep.
And it'll add 15 years to your life and all this jazz. And every single time I watch the whole video, I decide, you know what, I'm going to start doing that.
Yep.
And I have not once ever, neither in the bed nor beside the bed, done the stretching. So kudos to you, Tara in Arklow. Who's that? Ray, good morning. We're up for it. Kate and her Donegal hubby Mick en route to Dublin for the day. Love the show. Hey, cheers, guys. Drive safe. Thanks for joining us. And on the subject of the Winnie the Pooh, the Armageddon, the wasteland, because, of course, we're destroying the planet. So that means we are destroying the penny farthing wood as well that Winnie the Pooh lives in.
100-acre wood.
Yeah.
100-acre.
Where was penny farthing?
Do you know what? We're destroying all the woods, all right?
Well,
we're at it. We're just eradicating all of the woodlands.
Was farthing wood, was that watership down? Might have been.
I don't care.
Was it?
No, I don't.
Just stupid. I mean, put me down for a stupid. Dom says, aren't all the Winnie the Pooh stories sad enough already? We don't need an Armageddon storyline from Dom. I wouldn't say they're sad. I'd say they're sort of melancholy, aren't they?
They're fairly sad now. There's always one of them who's mopey.
There's a glumness.
But there's a message in the glumness, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn the name of the wood, I suppose, is the main message. Right, your three options. A2Z track. Storm Agnes is on the way. Will we play Release Me? Or will we play The Stunning? Brewing up a storm. Or it's going to rain on you.
Rain on me.
Oh, guys, this is radio now. This is real radio. That's how it's done. What song do you want? 0874-100-102.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Ireland, let's go. All right, over to you. 0874-100-102. Was it even a competition this morning? I mean, was there even any point?
I know that I wanted one song to win. It's not the winner, though. Guys, this morning we've made history. An unprecedented unanimous vote.
There was no.
There wasn't a single other vote for the other songs that are not this song.
So it wasn't even a competition.
Not particularly, no. Bad luck, Agnes. Hard Cheese Gaga. We've got a stunning winner, Ray.
Stunning. Guys, stunning. We're feeling absolutely stunning for your Wednesday morning. All right, crank it up all the way to 11. It's going to hit landfall. Stunning. Today FM. Only if the truth
hurts, don't look. Online with It's For Women.
Oh, big stretch. Come on, Mark. Big stretch. Oh.
Oh, that's a good stretch, Mark. Oh, there's Mark touching his toes.
He's very limber, isn't he?
Oh, needed God. That one.
Shorts are very short, Mark.
Gotta have the stretches, Mark. Gotta have the stretches. You gotta sit down on the ground and put one ankle up over the other knee, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then put the hands down underneath and pull there. Do you feel that?
I feel that in the hip.
Oh, John Paul. It's graceful. That is absolutely
really loosened graceful. Me up, that ass.
Only thing I could stretch, guys, would be waistband.
Thank you, dude. Mark, let's have a first look at traffic and travel this morning. What's happening?
Yeah, morning, guys. The status yellow wind from today until Friday evening. Mark Hogan, CFM Travel.
My kids listen to this song. It's one of these comedy singers, right? And it goes along the lines of, I'll go and find it. It goes along the lines of, if your dog has a stretch and you don't say, do you know this?
No.
If your dog has a stretch, you know the way dogs stretch?
Yeah.
They put their full body into oh, God. If a dog has a stretch and its owner doesn't say, oh, big stretch, is it a big stretch at all? Try Savan, this is Today FM.
All happens here.
Good morning, good day, and welcome on in. Let's get your Wednesday morning off to a flyer. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's time to do this.
The Kickstart Song
with Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please put your hands together and give a warm Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show welcome to Katrina Brennan in Limerick.
Hello, Katrina,
you're
live.
Hello, madam. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Ray.
Good.
What's
up? What time are you working at?
I kind of have to be there for about maybe half eight, so it's not too bad. So we're just getting ready to go and then hit the road now shortly. So.
Oh, you got loads of time. Yeah, you're great. How long does it take you to get to work? What do you do?
About 40 minutes. I'm in SNA in a secondary school.
Okay, what school?
In Munger Community College.
Okay, well, hi to everyone in Munger Community College.
Are on
the way to Munger Community College this morning. How are you getting on? What's happening? Tell me everything. I want to know everything.
All is good now. Getting ready to go to work. Sure, the weather is absolutely miserable. So it's not too bad. We have a half day today now, so we're finishing quarter past one.
Here we go. Yeah.
You can't have a go with the teacher.
I tell you what, between the
I'm not even a teacher, so sorry. The S&As
and the teacher and the train, the training days.
Go easy now, Ray.
And the days and the bank holidays. And she'd be off in another 5 minutes for the midterm, I suppose.
This is not a popular rant, Ray.
You'd be trick or treating. You'd be out dressed in your ghost. You'd be dressed as a witch, asking for free sweets. There's never in work at this stage. It's ridiculous. Actually, weather-wise, what's Limerick looking like? Is it okay at the moment?
No, it's pretty miserable now. It's kind of coming down. It wasn't too bad, like maybe about a half an hour ago, but it seems to be just kind of getting a bit heavy now.
Yeah, it's on the way in. I think the south at the moment is where we're looking at. And I love this expression, hitting landfall. Mm. It sounds very, it's like it's out of a film or something.
I know, yeah. That's mad. But it's not too bad at the minute. Hopefully now, look, people will just be safe and get to where they need to be.
Absolutely, yeah. Be careful and take it easy. Stay on stiff and we'll get you where you're going. Right, you've got a brilliant song selection for us. So
I do.
If you fancy doing it, you tell me when to hit that button and I'll hit that button. But in the meantime, it's over to you, madam.
I will, of course. Thanks, William Ray.
Cheers. Go for it.
Now, hi, everybody. I'm Katrina. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. So, like I said, I hope everyone gets to where they need to be. Stay safe today. Mind yourself. And Ray, hit that button.
That was brilliant.
Ray.
Yeah, brilliant. You know what? Couldn't have said it better myself. Katrina, thanks so much for coming on. Have a lovely day. Be safe.
You
be well.
Thank you. Bye.
And lots of love to everyone in Mungro Community College. This is Today FM. S-Cup 7 in reach. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Your kickstart song this morning, as chosen by Katrina. Well done. I mean, spectacular song. I mean, a December song. When they get you up on this wet, dreary Wednesday, dark Wednesday morning. It's S-Cup 7 in reach. Hello there, Ray Foley off Marine Dempsey. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock and we'll have a quick look at the front pages of your newspapers for Wednesday the 27th of September. It's all about that drugs raid on that cargo ship over the last couple of days. Well, it initially started with the grounding of this smaller boat off of Wexford Coast on like a sandbar. And there was a lot of discussion about that yesterday. And then there was a raid then to go in on the bigger ship, which is, they describe it as a mother. It's all very dramatic.
Isn't it? The photographs are unbelievable.
Incredible. The Irish Daily Mail has Elite Forces storm ship. A freighter believed to contain biggest ever drugs haul. Cork seizure comes after Wexford vessel ran aground. Members of the Army Ranger Wing stormed a cargo ship off the coast of County Cork yesterday and found suspected cocaine worth tens of millions of euro. And they say tens of millions of euro. They were saying already, they were looking at about 100 or 120, and it could be way, way more than that, given the scale of the operation on this, like, mothership, on the mothership.
Oh, my God.
The Irish Times, as Naval Service fired shots twice as drugs container ship tried to flee. Army Ranger Wing winched onto vessel off the Cork coast yesterday morning. Gardaí believe ship is carrying cocaine worth at least tens of millions of euro. That same story everywhere else. The Irish Independent, huge cocaine haul hidden on cargo ship. The Irish Sun, high seas being a seizure on the Sun. The Irish Daily Mirror, 140 million estimated cocaine seizure haul aboard, and the photograph of it. It's a huge ship. You can see the helicopter hovering over it there in the photograph in the front of the mirror. Like I said, dramatic scenes. The Irish Examiner has, in Passage West, this is the ship itself as it makes its way to berth. It was being brought in, was it? And the members of the Army Ranger Wing photographed on the front of the Irish Daily Star, as well as they're pointing their guns. Drug gunners, it says. There are other stories making the front pages this morning. We've got Keith's Teeth. It's on telly tonight.
Good.
After the 9 o'clock news, Keith Teeth Doc is based on a chew story.
Okay, here we go.
Boyzone star bites into topic after own pursuit of a top grin. He had broken his tooth at one of his front teeth, and you can see him there in earlier days. And he's got fantastic teeth now, wherever he got it done. I'll take a recommendation from Keith Duffy. The man knows what he's talking about. College dropout level rose to 12% during COVID on the front page. And of the Times this morning, Rugby World Cup admits difficulties with tickets as well. This is people trying to get in. Once they bought the ticket, they're trying to get into the games over in Paris or over in France for various Rugby World Cup games and not able to make it in. And now they've admitted that they're having problems. Well, we could have told you that ourselves. And Scanlon is reported to UK police over Instagram car window stunt. Angela Scanlon making a number of the papers this morning. She's in Strictly, Angela Scanlon, the Irish TV presenter. She's in Strictly, the English version of Strictly Come Dancing. And she was hanging out of a car window. She'd been practicing her rumba or her foxtrot or something, and she thought, you know, what better way to practice than hanging out of a car window and videoing myself doing it and then putting it up on the internet. So as you can imagine, there was a massive backlash, so she's apologised since, but she's been referred on to the authorities in that. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. She's a wild one. She won't be doing it again, I tell you. Today FM. Flo Rida, see ya. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Morning. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey for your Wednesday morning. Let's do this thing. In Gift Grub this morning, while we're still basking in the glow of the win over South Africa in Paris on Saturday night, even Roy Keane stepped aside for a very special edition of this week's Radio Raj.
They've drunk beer and some shots. Now they wait for the Scots. It's Radio Raj, South Africa aftermath.
Yeah, we're still buzzing after the South Africa match on Saturday night, folks. What a performance from the Irish lads.
Raj, there's still a long way to go, in fairness.
Surely this Irish team has shown that they have the capacity to go all the way in this tournament.
Look, we haven't even got out of the group yet, Raj. Have you thought about
that? Shut up, Quinny, will you?
No, I'm just saying, even if we do get out of the group, I mean, we're supposed to be over the moon, playing New Zealand, for God's sake. Have we gone mad?
Look, Quinny, get on the bandwagon, will you? Or shut the cake hole.
Okay, 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 I'm on.
Okay, so many talking points from the match. Bundy, Mac Hansen, Jerry and Rathkeel says, Johnny Sexton, Rog, he's really improved his way of talking to the ref. Yeah, I was in the camp earlier last week, and Paul O'Connell and Johnny Sexton were going through some serious drills.
Right, Johnny, let's go over this again.
Yeah.
The ref fails to identify potential South African foul play. Yeah. You approach the referee. What do you say? Go. F*** sake, ref. What the f*** do you think you're doing?
No, Johnny, remember.
Ref, I appreciate you want to see the game flow. And of course we all do, and I sympathise. But please be mindful of the potential infringements here.
Perfect, Johnny. Two. Ireland are on the attack. But the ref somehow awards South Africa a dodgy penalty out of nowhere. Go.
You stupid.
Hold.
Ref, that's a lovely aftershave you're wearing. Is it Paco Rabanne?
Perfect. The ref is looking at a suspected headbutt by Tyke Furlong. You approach the ref.
Ref, I liked one of your posts on Instagram. Your posts are excellent.
And more.
You've got deadly eyebrows.
Yes. Perfect, Johnny.
Okay, brilliant stuff. By the way, if you want to subscribe to Radio Raj, there's lots of other great podcasts on our platform for $9.99 a month, including Tommy, Hector and Loretta Talk Rugby.
Jesus. I was just looking at the sheer strength of Tyke Furlong.
Tommy!
I mean, how much, do you know, how much do you think he could lift? Do you think he could lift, I don't know, Bohola?
Tommy!
What's the smallest Aran Island, Hector?
Inishere, Scoba!
He'd f***ing lift Inishere, so he would.
And loads more podcasts, folks.
Rog, Peter O'Mahony and Keith Earls are downstairs looking for you.
Rog, you coming out?
Rog, come on! Okay, back after the break.
I'm Bundyeki, and I love bulldozers.
Introducing a range of new high-tech explosive bulldozer from Connacht, designed by Bundyeki. Bundy's bulldozers will go through anything. Walls, gaps, humans. Nothing gets in the way of a Bundy bulldozer.
Oh, I love Bundys. Put it down, Bundy! Bulldozers.
Okay, folks, that's it from Radio Raj for today. Coming to you from the back of Peter O'Mahony's bike on a street somewhere in France.
Raj, stop moving around, will you?
Orlsey,
put your ass out of me first, will you?
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Dacia Sandero.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 7:38. Mathematically, that'll make it 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Good day. Sorry, I was rummaging in my bag without looking. I was like, oh my God, what is that? What is that? A banana.
Oh, right.
Brought a banana to work this morning, forgot all about it.
What
is that? Oh my God.
Have you ever discovered a banana in your bag when it's been there for a few weeks?
I have. I've been that soldier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh. Are we doing waffle?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to make the phone call?
That'd be handy, yep. I'll ring her up there. Sheila, you're going to talk to here, right?
I know that you.
It's ringing.
That's Galway.
Hello, Ray Foley in for Eno.
In for Eno, Uncle Eno. How are things going? How are you coping with my filling in for Eno, actually, Sheila?
To be fair, I'm enjoying
Jesus,
it.
Sheila,
please be fair.
No
please
to,
be fair.
There's no need to say it in that sort of...
I haven't banged my head off the kitchen wall at all.
That sort of way that a mammy is trying to be encouraging to you, even though she knows you're rubbish. It's like...
Exactly. I'm assuring the kids.
I'm just first the test.
Eno will be back, but they'll cope, you know.
Do you know what the thing is they always say, Ray? Do you know, practice makes perfect, and if you keep plugging away at it, someday you'll be as good as Eno.
I don't know. That's I'm very stretch. Realistic, Mom, yeah, you know.
Yeah. you don't want to sell me a pump. So you're in Galway. Whereabouts in Galway are you?
We're in Ballyglunin.
Right, and do you have kids or are you just making
Oh,
up?
I do. Right. I have three amazing kids who are already here for school now, washed, had their breakfast, ready to go. Not. They're all waiting to help me out with waffle.
Excellent. Well, what are their
Lennon,
names?
Lennon, Michael and Heidi.
Lennon?
Yeah.
Right, like as in John Lennon.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, very
exactly.
good. Lennon, yeah, who else? Yeah. Michael?
Big Beatles fans here. Michael and Heidi Hyde.
And Heidi.
Heidi.
Heidi,
yeah.
After the Sugar Babe, is it?
Yes, exactly.
All right,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah,
yeah. All musical references. I gotcha. Right. Any other shout outs worth doing before we do waffle this morning?
Well, I do have a great husband as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, his name is Vinny.
You managed to get three great kids and a great husband.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And they're all going to help me today because my general knowledge isn't the best. They're all like, why did you enter?
I'm wondering where my waffle thing is, JP. Where is it? Is it on the sheet? Oh, he's got a sheet for me. Do you know what? I needed that. I did need that. Right, so to Sheila in Galway and our great family.
The big show. And everyone that knows me. Sure.
Everyone that knows. She loves Ian Dempsey, but he's back on Monday. All right, your waffle for today. Get the five of them. I'll give you €1,000 is...
Today's waffle topic is...
Gogglebox. Go.
Gogglebox. Mm. Oh, God. Brian Dowling. I don't watch it.
What do you watch it on?
I don't.
No, but if you were watching it, what would it be? What's the screen in your living room?
A TV.
Yeah, okay. What are you sitting on when you're watching it?
Oh, the couch.
Yeah, very good. You mentioned Brian Dowling.
Yes.
What is he? He was in the what version of it, or the particular version of...
Oh, God.
He's a famous person. Now what?
The Irish one?
No, a famous person is a celebrity.
He's a celebrity.
They didn't suit you, Sheila.
They didn't. But look, I'm delighted. I'm so happy I did this for the kids.
It's for the little ones. Looking at their eyes lighting up.
Yeah. Tell us the two we didn't get anyway.
We got TV couch and celebrity, and we didn't get Codaline. They sing the theme tune.
Oh.
And I would have accepted either Channel 4 or Virgin Media Television, which are the channels that broadcasted. Either of them I would have taken as well.
Fair enough.
A bit of a damn squib in the end.
What harm? Next time, Ray.
Next time Ian will be here anyway, so you'll be able to enjoy that.
Well, listen, Ray, I know you're not Ian, but Ray... Love the show.
Hey! Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Dacia Duster Extreme. Live the Duster way.
I like Sheila. I thought she was great. We'll send her three for the kids.
Absolutely, no problem.
And maybe one for the long-suffering husband
totally.
As well. The long-suffering, amazing husband. Stay on Today FM. We'll do Showbiz next.
The Today FM School of... Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Disney Plus. Only Murders in the Building returns for season 3. Stream now on Disney Plus. Today FM.
We heard the story of David Williams in the news this morning. He had been a judge on Britain's Got Talent, and then there was a whole scandal or a cancellation scandal or trying to get him cancelled because of something he'd said on it. And then the story we were given at the time was that he had quit Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Of his own volition.
Yeah.
Right, but now it's going to court.
Well, so he quit in 2022 in November after disrespectful comments he made about a contestant were leaked, right? So basically, he is suing the production company behind Britain's Got Talent for leaking the transcripts.
Oh, right.
Because he said that at the time, they were private conversations, and like most conversations with friends, they were never intended to be shared. They were made during an ad break. And so he is suing the company now for data protection reasons because
because the private conversation was leaked and it ended up being exposed.
And then he had to resign because what he said really terrible things. And so because of that, he had to go, I'm sorry, I suppose I'll have to step down now because everybody is hating.
So how much, I suppose he could go after them for the money he would have made then as as a judge on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. That'd be big money, I suppose, as well.
And to, like, I'm not his biggest fan, I have to be totally honest, but...
Really? Well, no, let's get into it. Let's really dig deep here.
No, but I have to say, you know, things you say on an ad break, you would hope, you know, they're not meant for...
Oh, yeah. If you heard half the things I say during the ad break, oh, my God.
Oh, my word.
I'd be cancelled every 15 minutes. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited about this. Forget your geriatric Love Island. Forget your grower and the trough. Big Brother returns. Name the artist.
Well, Paul Oakenfold.
Incorrect. It's Element 4.
It's Paul Oakenfold.
We've had a
round
about this off air.
That's Paul Oakenfold.
So Big Brother's returning. Oti Mabusi. Am I pronouncing her name right?
AJ Ododu and Will Best are the presenters. No, that's the girl from Strictly.
Sorry.
Yes.
Makeup. And but she was on Strictly.
Possibly, yeah.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Go on anyway.
So 8th of October, returning to ITV. Bosses have promised a back-to-basics approach. You'll remember the early seasons. They were a bit rustic. There was shopping lists and budgets and they really had to keep the place clean and they had to keep chickens. Now, there had been rumblings about the chickens returning.
Rumblings.
And I know that you really were a big fan of the chickens, but I can confirm no chickens, no livestock at all in this season.
Sure, there's no point.
Animal welfare.
I'm out for that reason. I'm out.
You're out.
Right. And if Oti Mabusi's not in it either, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. Dream high in the quiet of
Taylor Swift and Cross Summer today FM playing the music you love. AJ Ododu. AJ was a contestant on Strictly Come Dancing and Oti is a judge on Strictly Come Dancing. Am I right?
You are.
And it was when AJ was a contestant, that's when I interviewed her. And she was gas.
Right.
She was hilarious. Big Brother, when is it like the first week of October?
October 8th.
So excited.
Yeah. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
For women.
Strictly fans are all out now.
Outrage, Ray.
They're raging. 0874-100-102.
Deirdre says, Oti was a professional on Strictly but left. Motsi, her sister, is a judge. Emma says, no.
Yes, well, yeah, I knew that the sister was a judge. She had been a judge, actually. Oh, I want to say Germany. Was she a judge on the German one? And then she came over and did the English one. And she's also fantastic. But isn't Oti a judge now?
Well, Emma says AJ was a contestant and Oti was a professional dancer. She left, but Oti's sister, Motsi, is the judge.
I'm on Hello Magazine now.
Okay.
It says, Oti Mabusi, she shared a carousel of glamorous baby bump snapshots.
Lovely.
The judge, who's set to become a first-time parent, took to Instagram, blah, blah, blah. So it says she's a judge here.
Right.
Are they just as confused as I am?
The plot thickens.
They're both fantastic, though. Are we doing traffic? We are. As Hurricane or Storm Agnes is arriving, Mark, how are the roads looking this morning? Mabusi sisters. Sorry to squash a topic. We were originally talking about AJ Ododu, who's going to be presenting the Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a contestant on Strictly. Now we've spun off into the Mabusi sisters and what their jobs are.
Yeah.
Can I just say for the record, I have never watched any of Strictly English Strictly, but I've seen both of the girls being interviewed on on the One Show or various other programs, or like Steph's lunch thing, or
the packed lunch,
or this you know the Saturday morning cooking show. So they've popped up there, and I've gone, these girls are great crack. They're great crack, but I don't have a clue what their jobs are. Anne-Marie's over there. 0874-100-102. Anne-Marie.
Hi, Ray. Oti was a judge or is a judge on Dancing on Ice and a professional on Dancing with Stars or Strictly Come Dancing.
All right.
Bye, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Amory. So there's the ice program then as well needs to come into it. There's Dancing on Ice.
I'm getting a headache.
There's the Strictly. And then while we're at it, what's Alicia Dixon doing these days? Because she's been a judge on everything.
Yep.
And you know that bald guy, the bald American comedian that Simon Cowell loves?
Yeah.
What's his name? Did he did the deal or no deal over?
Howie.
Your man Howie, he's on everything.
No way.
JFM's
Cash Machine.
Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good morning. It's nearly 11 minutes past 8 o'clock for your Wednesday. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey and a fabulous prize to give away. With thanks to our friends at Top Flight, we're sending you to Austria.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here we go. Let me fall through these now. Here we go. You're right.
You're going to get it this time. Every faith in you.
Misplaced enthusiasm and faith in my capacity to pronounce Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Got it in one.
Did I do it?
Let's just keep doing that then.
Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Perfect.
It's a
don't wear it out now.
Bad Kleinkirchheim. Top Flight, Ireland's award-winning ski tour operator, has opened a new resort, Bad Kleinkirchheim, in Austria. When you book a holiday to Bad Kleinkirchheim with Top Flight for this winter season, you'll get a complimentary lift pass for everyone in your party. See topflight.ie for more details. So we've got a 7-night ski holiday for two. This is our end of week prize, okay? Every day you get a €500 Top Flight voucher. But then our end of week, we're going to put everyone in the draw for a 7 nights for two people at the 4-star Hotel Ortner's Eschenhof in Bad Kleinkirchheim. Return flights from Dublin to Salzburg. I'm doing so well. Transfers to the resort of Bad Kleinkirchheim.
Come on, right. Come on.
Breakfast and dinner each day, lift passes for the ski slopes, and the services of the Top Flight resort manager in Bad Kleinkirchheim, who'll be on hand throughout the stay. Terms and conditions apply. We're going to be playing the game. 2 out of 3 ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim.
2 out of 3
ain't Bad Kleinkirchheim. Mother of God. If you want to get in to win on this incredibly difficult to pronounce quiz, it's 3 questions. You've got to get a minimum of them 2 right. We'll put you in the draw to win the holiday. Text Top Flight. Top Flight along with your name and where you're from to 0874 100 102. Top Flight, your name and where you're from, 0874 100 102. And we'll play in a couple of minutes. That sounds good for you. Right, great. In the meantime, in Gift Grub this morning, well, Gogglebox is back on telly tonight. Well, it's back where it's into episode 4. Back on tonight on Virgin Media Television 1 from 9 o'clock. And after the success of last week's celebrity episode, some Gift Grub characters have decided to get in on the action.
In Kenmare, Francis Brennan and Daniel O'Donnell are watching The Late Late Show.
Vogue, you're on tour.
Flipping Vogue Williams again. I don't believe it.
I thought they said they were going to change it. Same old faces, Daniel.
She was on the last episode of last season's show. Well, she's never off the flipping thing.
Would they ever give somebody else a chance, for God's sake?
RTE flipping canteen. Bazash Maui there. Must be chained to the flipping radiator in there, so he is.
I'm not sure about the desk. Are you? Are you sure about the desk?
The ugliest flipping desk I've ever seen. Looks like he's hiding behind us.
Do you know what? Why does he need a desk anyway? What?
Hey, what's in the desk, Keelty?
Do you know what this show needs, Daniel?
What?
Bring on a fella with handy household hints. That's what it needs.
Hey, that'd be great.
Right, doing something with the duvet. Or pillows or something. Or just, you know, duvets on duvets.
I'd watch that, Francis.
Why don't they have any decent ideas?
Because that's RTE. Not one innovative idea in their flipping head.
Oh, here's your man Houlihan.
Oh, gosh. Oh, here we go. Another dose of the flipping Rona.
Tony Houlihan.
That's exactly what we need.
Oh, Jesus.
Over in Cabra, legendary football pundits John Giles and Eamon Dunphy are watching the new season of The Kardashians.
John, who's that, baby?
That's Kim Eamon. Kim Kardashian. She's the star.
Okay. And who's she married to, John?
Oh, she's single at the moment, Eamon. She was knocking around with Pete Davidson, all right.
Oh, is that the rapper, is it? Yeah.
No, she was with the rapper, though, to be fair, before that, Eamon.
Yes, that's Puff Daddy, is it, John? Puff Daddy, yeah.
No, Eamon, can you?
Can I what, John?
Can you West, Eamon?
Sorry, John?
Anyway, the rapper's not Puff Daddy, it's Diddy.
Diddy what, John?
Diddy, Eamon.
Oh, Diddy. I didn't know Diddy a man was a rapper. This is a great programme. Pass the Bacardi, baby.
Back in Kenmare, Francis and Daniel are still watching The Late Late Show.
Oh, Jesus, not another Nordy.
Oh, I like him.
Jimmy Flippin' Nesbitt, the runner. Last week, Mary McAleese, and now Ash. They're Nordies as well. It's a flippin' Nordy fest.
What's wrong with Nordies, Daniel? Sure, aren't you a Nordy, really?
I'm a soft Nordy, Francis.
Oh, right, I didn't know that.
Same old RTE. Watch this. Next week, Anna Geary, Marty Flippin' Morrissey, Dermot Bannon.
Daniel, peace.
Hump off RTE.
Daniel, me TV.
Over in Aras on Uachtaráin,
President Michael D. Higgins has invited Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to watch the Ireland versus Northern Ireland ladies football match.
Away we go then.
Come on, Ireland! Come on!
Come on, Ireland! Coy gig!
Go on, Katie! Get it off the wing! Get it off the wing!
Come on, Northern Ireland! Come on, Ireland! Northern Ireland!
Hang on, Mary Lou.
What?
Which one of them are you up for?
I'm up for both entities equally, Michael D. Gurumil Maha got the court.
It's impossible. They can't both win at the same time, for God's sake.
Well, under Sinn Féin, they can. Coy gig, Ireland. Northern Ireland. Ireland. Northern Ireland. Ireland. Give us those Doritos.
They're my Doritos.
Stop hogging the Doritos, Michael D.
Give me back those Doritos.
Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Telly's Chelsea Dagger. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Morning. It's 19, nearly 20 past 8 for your Wednesday. Hello, I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Morning.
Sean is there as well.
Hello.
And 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Klein Kirchheim. With Top Flight, topflight.ie. We want to send you off on a lovely ski trip. All right. Who am I ringing?
Susan.
Holy boy.
It's ringing. Wexford ringtone.
Hello.
Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hello there. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right. Oh, I have to get up so
early. I'm the same, actually. I'm lying because it's miserable out.
Oh, it's rotten. Is it raining in Wexford yet?
It's lashing.
Oh, has it arrived? Because they were saying it's hitting landfall. I find that very dramatic. It's like...
Well, it probably did somewhere else. We've just got the rain. The wind hasn't come yet.
Okay, so we're still... we're holding out at the moment. Are you... Where in Wexford are you?
So I'm in Kilmore, Bastardstown.
Bastardstown?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it.
I have. Are you near the sea there?
Right down by the ocean, yeah.
Is there any cocaine washing up? Mm. Are you anywhere near the cocaine holds?
Well, I was scooting around last night with a fishing rod, but I caught nothing.
you went down for the whole night. I was reading this. No word of no messing. The Examiner have the story. Where apparently there was loads of people on the beach trying to see if they could find any drugs washing up or bales of...
And handed in to the authorities.
Well, I imagine
and
so.
But I think the direction of the wind and the way the tide is running, it's actually going further up the coast than it is here.
All right, so it means I have to
you're
go...
driving down the road.
I've taken the kids to the beach after school today, so let's get the nets out.
Take up a new hobby, go fishing down in Wexford.
Here we go. Yeah, binoculars swung around necks as curious and hopeful groups of people took to Wexford's beaches and headlands hunting for errant cocaine bales from a stranded boat. And they're saying that it was particularly busy yesterday. I don't imagine it'd be that busy today given the stormy conditions we're expecting as Agnes is arriving. Come here, Susan, do you want to say hello to anyone before we get into our quiz?
Just anyone that knows me, really, yeah.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
Have you ever been skiing before?
No, and it's something that's on my bucket list.
It is, absolutely. I never did it. I did it for the telly about 2 years ago.
Right, how did that go?
It was, I thought I'm going to hate this, genuinely, because when I think holiday, I think pool, I think drinks, I think sunshine, I think warm weather. And I went and did, it was only a 2-day thing, and it was absolutely brilliant. It was mind-blowing. It was great, and I totally didn't expect it. I thought I'm going to hate this. But I tried a couple of the very simple... You know, starter slopes to try and get started. It was great crack. And the social, the fun, the nights out at the end, the après ski, as they call it, great crack. Highly recommend. So listen, you're going to be in the draw. Well, actually, let's do this first. Klein Kirchheim. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Klein Kirchheim. The resort is Bad Klein Kirchheim with Top Flight. This winter season, you'll also get a complimentary lift pass for everyone in your party. Topflight.ie. So our end of week prize is 7-night ski holiday. A €500 daily prize. €500 to spend at Top Flight. That's every day and then the draw. But look at Susan, you're not getting in that draw unless you give me a minimum of 2 correct answers out of our 3. Because 2 out of 3 ain't Bad Klein Kirchheim.
Perfect.
Are you right?
I'll do my best.
I'll give you 3 questions.
Okay.
Question 1. Vienna is the capital of which country?
Austria.
Scottish.
Straight out of the gate.
Great. You are halfway okay. There, yeah. Susan.
Nearly there. Come on.
Ooh, I'm nervous. Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous. I'm sweating.
Question 2. For your guaranteed place in the draw on Friday... In 2 out of 3 in Bad Klein Kirchheim, What is the name, Susan? What is the name of the storm that's due to hit Ireland today?
Don't rush it. Don't have a think.
Oh my God, let me see.
Don't rush
Maybe Agnes?
She's got it. Yay! She's got it. There's no stopping her. She's got it. She's nailed it, guys. Do you want the third one from the crack?
Go on.
Your third one. What sport does Taylor Swift's new boyfriend play?
American football?
Yeah, it is American football, yeah. Absolutely. Your genius levels of quizage here. So come here. You're in. You've got a €500 tough flight draw. A tough flight voucher. And then the draw happening on Friday for the ski trip. So good luck with that, listening, all right?
Thanks a million. Thank you. Welcome, and all right.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hello. Cheers, Susan. Thank her, Kyle. We'll do it again tomorrow. Isn't it worth it? Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. It's worth it. Yeah, no, it is.
Isn't it worth it?
Yeah.
Stay on today, FM. Stay on today, FM. Play Olivia Rodrigo
the
next.
Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Come on, it's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. I lost my chat. Actually, yesterday I was on the phone to Shauna. What time was it on your call log?
I was making the dinner, so it was in and around probably 6:30.
I can tell you what time it was.
Go on.
It was about 5:50 I called you.
Right.
Me and Shauna having the chats. I was sitting on the couch. I was on my own in the house. Right?
Right.
Me and Shauna having the chats on the phone. And as all of our conversations go the same way. Shauna's child starts shouting in the background.
Inevitable.
And Shauna goes, listen, I have to go. I look at her, Jesus, this is just going on too long. I have to go. And I go, yeah, of course. Yeah, you go and deal with them. Of course, yeah. And I hang up the phone. And it was exactly 6:00 on the nose last night I hung up the phone.
Right.
And I just thought, Jesus, isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that, like, bang on the nose? It was exactly 6 p.m. And I hung up the phone. And I saw, you know the way the phone shows you the time?
Yeah.
And I thought, what am I supposed to be doing at 6:00?
Oh no.
Is there something I'm supposed to be doing?
Jesus.
Your man, my youngest child, had tennis between 5 and 6.
Oh, perfect.
My wife was gone with the other fella.
Ideal.
And I was supposed to collect him.
Gosh,
at 6:00.
Today FM's travel update with itsforwomen.ie. The car insurance that's driven to protect young drivers.
I drove very responsibly. And actually, if you're on the roads this morning, you should be driving very responsibly as well. What's happening, Mark?
Morning, Ray. Absolutely strong.
And the prospect of flying taxis soaring over traffic jams has gone from a pipe dream to a reality. And this could be a reality within months, according to an aviation chief. So the head of the Civil Aviation Authority in the UK, Stephen Hillier, says we are on the cusp of a new revolution.
It's amazing, isn't it? And it's going to be a minefield of regulations, though, I imagine. In terms of plotting flight plans and making sure that you're clear of, because already you can't fly a drone anywhere near an airport. Mm. So there's if there's a helicopter flying or there's an airplane flying overhead, I suppose just fly low enough. I suppose it'd be grand.
Can you hail a helicopter?
You just need to shout really loudly.
Really loud.
Hi! Hi! Harry Styles and Adore You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. Ray Foley off for Ian Dempsey. It's 8:41 or 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. Ray here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Sean is there as well.
Hey.
Andrew in West Cork texted. He said, Agnes has just arrived with the wind. Roof is rattling at the moment. And one of those weird emojis with the kind of sort of squiggly mouth.
The wobbly face, yeah.
Wobbly faced, blown around the place emoji. Cheers, Andrew in West Cork. And Jen texted, Ray, you think that's bad? I once lost my 5-year-old in IKEA. Oh, this is forgetting that I had to pick up my child yesterday. He was at tennis and I'd been told a million times probably, yeah. Certainly the hundreds of thousands of times that his tennis was going to be finishing at 6 and he needed to be there about 10:50.
That'd be a good time, yeah.
When tennis finishes up. Mm-hmm. It's about a 10-minute drive, I'd say, away from my house. And I was sitting on the couch at 6 p.m. still chatting to Shauna. It occurred to me, I was like, is he downstairs? Is he downstairs?
This house is very quiet.
This is very quiet. I thought, what am I supposed to be doing at 6:00? I ran out the door.
Oh.
Didn't lock the front door. Still in my shorts, wearing Crocs.
Oof. Flustered.
And I screeched down to outside the tennis place where he was playing tennis. And he was there on his own, God love him, with his water bottle and his tennis racket in his hand, laughing at me, right? Laughing at the car screeching up. I pulled up beside him, screeched to a halt, and I said, I forgot you. He said, I know you did. Unbelievable. Ray, I think that's bad. I once lost my 5-year-old in IKEA. After much running around and sweating, I found him in one of the beds about 10 minutes later from Jen. Jen, that is a genius IKEA hack.
Mm.
Brilliant. Go into the showroom first with your children. Bring the iPads with you, right? Mm. Put them inside into the king-size beds and say, I'll be back in an hour and a half once I've done the whole circuit. You sit down there and shut up.
Have a great nap for yourself there.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Shauna, what have you got for us this morning?
We were talking about being on the phone there. On page 3 of the Irish Daily Mail, a new phone etiquette guide has been released. It's not just as easy as picking up the phone. So
etiquette on the phone.
Yeah.
Right. Sure, nobody uses the phone anymore. It's all voice notes, isn't
it? I love a good phone call.
Right.
Now, none of these apply to me. I have no issue with this, but apparently...
Whoa. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
Because I'm usually the one on the other end of the phone listening to your child banging pots and pans. He's inside in the saucepans again. I have to go.
So apparently you must always warn the recipient by text before you call and prepare for the topics that you might cover. Takes the goodness out of a phone call.
What are we chatting about?
Now, to be fair, when you see somebody's name flash up, you're like, oh,
allergic.
This is the fear. What is it? So I do understand it, but it's not necessary. Phone calls should be reserved for emotional issues or arguments, making plans best suited to text.
It's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't use speakerphone in public. I do agree with that.
Yeah. Well, when you're on the Dart or the bus and someone's doing a FaceTime in public or speakerphone, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
And
or I'm going to have to sigh loudly beside you and not actually say anything.
Passive aggressively. And the final one, Ray, is you are asked now to stay still for video calls, which is, again,
don't be moving around.
Motion sickness.
I find that one interesting. Sending a text message before you initiate a phone call. Anytime anyone ever sends a text saying, hiya, it's such and such, do you have time for a quick phone call? I never reply. I leave them on read. I'm like, if you wanted to call me, it's the same number. All you got to do is pick up punch in the same digits and hit the green button.
But that text would give me pre-fear. I'd be going,
What is it you want to talk about? Yeah. Oh my God. JP.
Page 3 of the Mirror, Ray. The headline is Holy Macaroni. I have no issue with this whatsoever. Shoot. I'm totally on board. In a move that might make Italians boil over, Heinz has created a ketchup pasta sauce. It's the first of Heinz's pasta sauces to ever contain ketchup. A recent poll found that 59% of people think that putting ketchup on your pasta is totally unacceptable. In my house, can I just say, the idea of a ragu or your Dom Eagles was absolute notions.
Oh, right.
Spaghetti bolognese was pasta, minced beef,
It's
Breakfast Show with Dacia Duster. New extreme version comes with washable seats.
Oh, you dirty pig. You're just ranked up. God love you.
Maybe it stunted my growth.
Guys, he never had a chance at life. In fairness, I will grant you this. Anytime I'm sure most people do this, a little squirt of tomato ketchup into the bolognese. I don't mean like after as a condiment, but I mean in the recipe, goes down a treat.
At Crown Trade, we ask painters and...
Can't even know, can't get you out of my head, and I can't. Today FM, playing the music you love, and that is our little broadcast for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're nearly there, guys. Tomorrow's Thursday. Ian's back on Monday. There is light at the end of the radio tunnel, but there's so much we didn't get to do the show today.
No.
Yeah, we didn't get to do You Give Love a Bad Clank Kirkheim Name. Oh, my God. Where John Bon Jovi reveals he's been on the topflight.ie website. And he's been looking at winter holiday deals for himself and Richie Samboro. We didn't get to do Bosch van der Fleer, where Ireland rugby hero Josh van der Fleer tells us that he loves a bit of DIY around the house and he swears by Bosch power tool products in Bosch van der Fleer. And we didn't get to do Storm Agnes Brown, where Brendan O'Carroll tells us that his character in Mrs. Brown's Boys, Agnes Brown, is a real force of nature, much like today's Storm Agnes. Do be safe out there. Stay on Today FM. And Dave's on the way next. Have a lovely Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from 6.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today FM.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.